Listening to the Sunday morning worship service from the First United Church of Christ in Sauk City. WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg. We take you to St. John's Lutheran Church in Baraboo for the Sunday morning worship service. For worship times, visit stjohnsbaraboo.org.
Good evening. Maybe do a quick mic check this morning. Dave, how are the levels? Levels sound good. I'm Pastor Stephen Neihardt. I have the privilege of serving your fellow saints in Christ over at Faith Lutheran Church in Reedsburg, and it is a privilege to be here this evening to share God's word with you. God's word this evening and this weekend talks about fearing not, for God is with us. Sometimes we look around us and we get overwhelmed by the things that are happening in the world, things that bring us fear, things that bring us anxiety and worry and stress, maybe even anger. And we just want to close our eyes to the world. We ask that our Lord opens our eyes to see our true reality, the true reality we have, that He is indeed with us. He is our helper. He is our ultimate hope. For He has sent Jesus to be our Savior. He is the one who has risen from the dead so we might live for Him and live in Him. We worship this evening with our opening hymn, beginning with our opening hymn on screen, hymn 500, Lord God, to You we give all praise, hymn 500.
We invite you to the Sunday morning worship service from St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Baraboo, Wisconsin. St. John's is a member of the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod and proclaims the word of God to a confused and uneasy world. Let us now prepare our hearts and minds and ask the Lord's blessing on our worship this morning. Pastor Steve Neihardt will bring us a message from God's word, speaking on the scripturing from Mark chapter 6, verses 45 through 56, Lord, open my eyes. Our worship this morning follows setting 3. This is found on page 188 from the Christian Worship Hymnal. Our congregation will open the service in singing hymn number 500, verses 1 through 3, 7 and 8 from the Christian Worship Hymnal, Lord God, to You we give all praise, hymn 500 from the Christian Worship Hymnal.
Please stand. We are guided in our worship this evening by the service setting 3 found on page 188 in our hymnals. It's also on screen this evening, the service setting 3. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Let us confess our sins to the Lord. Holy God, gracious Father, I am sinful by nature and have sinned against you in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have not loved you with my whole heart. I have not loved others as I should. I deserve your punishment both now and forever. But Jesus, my Savior, paid for my sins with his innocent suffering and death. Trusting in him, I pray, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Our gracious Father in heaven has been merciful to us. He sent his only Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his life as the atoning sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. Therefore, as a called servant of Christ, and by his authority, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. And defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, though we do not deserve your goodness, still you provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may acknowledge your gifts, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated. Our psalm this evening is Psalm 46a. Psalm 46a. The cantors will sing the refrain, and then the congregation is invited to sing the refrain and the rest of the psalm along with the cantors. We sing in unison Psalm 46.
The congregation will now sing Psalm 46a, The Lord Almighty is with us, Psalm 46a.
Our first reading from God's Word this morning is taken from the New Testament book of 2 Timothy, Paul's second letter to his young co-worker, Timothy, chapter 4, verses 6 through 8 and verses 16 through 18. The Apostle Paul writes, "You see, I'm already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. From now on, there is reserved for me the crown of righteousness. The Lord, the righteous judge, will give it to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to everyone who loves his appearing. At my first hearing, no one came to my defense, but everyone deserted me. May it not be counted against them. But the Lord stood by me and strengthened me, so that through me the message would be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles would hear it. And I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil work and will bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for our gospel acclamation and our gospel reading. Our gospel this evening is taken from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 45 through 56. Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go ahead to the other side to Bethsaida, while he himself dismissed the crowd. After he had sent them off, he went up the mountain to pray. When it was evening, the boat was in the middle of the sea and Jesus was alone on the land. He saw them straining at the oars because the wind was against them. About the fourth watch of the night, he went to them, walking on the sea. He was ready to pass them. When they saw him walking on the sea, they thought he was a ghost, and they cried out. They all saw him and were terrified. Immediately he spoke with them and said, "Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid." Then he climbed up into the boat with them, and the wind stopped. They were completely amazed because they had not understood about the loaves. Instead, their hearts were hardened. When they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret and anchored there. As soon as they stepped out of the boat, people recognized Jesus. They ran around that whole region and began to bring sick people on their stretchers to where they heard he was. Wherever he entered villages, cities, or the countryside, they were laying sick people in the marketplaces and pleading with him that they might just touch the edge of his garment. And all who touched it were made well. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Our next hymn is hymn 620, O Worship the King.
We'll now join the congregation singing hymn number 620 from the Christian Worship Hymnal. O Worship the King, hymn number 620 from the Christian Worship Hymnal.
Thank you.
Please stand. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for our consideration this evening is the Old Testament lesson appointed for this weekend, 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 8 through 17. This is an account of the prophet Elisha. He was doing some work for the king of Israel and letting the king of Israel know when the enemy armies of Aram were coming and where they would come. That was God's way of helping to protect his people. We pick it up in verse 8. Now when the king of Aram was waging war against Israel, he would make plans with his officials saying, "My camp will be at such and such a place." But the man of God would send a message to the king of Israel saying, "Be careful when you pass this place because the Arameans are going down there." So the king of Israel would send scouts to the place that the man of God had pointed out. So the man of God warned him, and he was kept safe not just once, but or twice. The king of Aram was enraged because of this. He summoned his officials and said to them, "Won't you tell me who of us is for the king of Israel?" One of his officials said, "No, my lord the king, it is Elisha, the prophet in Israel, who tells the king of Israel the words which you speak in your bedroom." Then he said, "Go and see where he is, then I'll send men and capture him." He was told, "Dothan is where he is." So he sent horses and chariots and a strong force there. They came at night and surrounded the city. When the man of God's servant got up early and went out, there were soldiers, horses, and chariots surrounding the city. So his attendant said to Elisha, "Oh no, my lord, what will we do?" Elisha answered, "Don't be afraid, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." Then Elisha prayed and said, "O Lord, open his eyes so that he can see." Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he saw that the hills were full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, do you ever feel like you could just plug your ears or close your eyes and not have to deal with the world around you? Whether it's the news that we hear, good, mostly bad. Whether it's the responsibilities that seem to pile up before us and fill our plate so it's overflowing. Whether those things that we'd rather not hear about and deal about because they would make us sad or angry or frightful. Do you ever just want to close your eyes to all of it and just pretend it doesn't exist? But as you know, closing our eyes, that doesn't make those things go away. It doesn't make life any easier. But what does make life easier, what does give us the strength to endure all of those things, is when we open our eyes to our spiritual reality and see and believe the promises of God that he has given to us, promises that he fulfills to us, promises to take care of us, to watch over us, to save us, and deliver us. Promises and the reality to deal with all of our fears and frustrations, with all of our worries and troubles, with all of our guilt and with all of our shame. Open your eyes. That's the theme and the lesson here that the prophet Elisha would teach his servant. That was his prayer for you, for his servant. That's our prayer for ourselves. Lord, open our eyes. It would have been tempting for Elisha's servant to close his eyes to what was before them. They were really against it here in our text. Word had reached the king of Aram that the reason none of his surprise attacks on Israel had been successful was because Elisha kept telling the Israelite king where the Arameans were waiting in ambush. So when the king of Aram found out that Elisha was staying in that little town of Dothan, he sent the army to arrest him. It's a little bit of overkill. Was the whole army really necessary to arrest one little old prophet? It'd be like hunting a rabbit with a rocket launcher. But in reality, it was the Aramean army that was undermanned. Because their fight was not just against one little prophet, but it was against the Lord himself. The prophet Elisha knew this, but his servant did not. And so when the servant looked out and saw that an army had surrounded the town, his heart was troubled, more than troubled. It just about stopped when he saw the spears and the chariots glinting in the early morning sun. Oh no, my Lord, what are we going to do? What will we do? The servant's reaction is typical. When we face a challenge, we immediately ask, what are we going to do? How are we going to do? How are we going to make it through this? What were Elisha and his servant to do? Nothing. Listen again to Elisha's response. Don't be afraid, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. There was nothing to be done by Elisha and his servant. Not even to call to God for help, because God had already sent help. And so when Elisha prayed, he prayed for his servant's eyes to be opened to see the help that God had sent. And God answered that prayer, and he allowed Elisha's servants to see fiery horses and chariots, an army of angels protecting them. And yes, we believe in the existence of angels. No, they're not chubby little babies floating around on clouds equipped with a bow and arrow. Nor are angels our loved ones who have died and gone to heaven. No, angels are spirits that God created specifically to serve us. In Scripture, sometimes they appear with wings. Sometimes they appear as young men dressed in white. They've also appeared just like normal travelers on the road, like the time a couple of angels appeared and visited Abraham. One way that angels serve God's people is by keeping us from harm, just as they were doing for Elisha and his servant. Faced with troubles, God's people don't need to focus first on, what should we do? What am I going to do? How am I going to handle this? You know, our strength and our resources are limited. And asking what we can do about a problem really would lead to a troubled heart. Instead, let's pray, Lord, help me. Help me believe your promises. Help me to see how you fulfill your promises. Help me to see reality as Elisha did. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to now automatically see angels whenever they appear, but see the truth that God fulfills his promises. His promises to send his angels to watch over you, to keep you in all your ways. To see the truth of Psalm 34, verse 7, which says, "The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them." Yes, God's angels shadow our every move. And this is the wonderful thing about our God. He's not waiting for you to ask for his help like a fire chief waiting for the 911 call. No, he is there. He is encamping around you. His angels are watching over you. But if that's the case, then why do Christians get into car accidents? Why do they get hurt? Why are believers mugged and murdered? Is it because angels have occasional security lapses? No. When a believer gets hurt, it's not because an angel has missed a security assignment. Sometimes God's angels are directed by God to let a believer suffer hardship. And on such occasions, angels are more like the hovering parent of a baby taking his first steps. Such parent may let his child fall down so that he will learn better how to keep his balance and eventually get the hang of walking because it's far more efficient than crawling. God also puts us in situations, some of them painful, where our faith will be exercised and therefore grow. Grow beyond just a faith that crawls. Is that why God allowed the Aramean army to get as close to Elisha as it did? You know, God could have had his angels dispense with the enemy long before they came in sight of Dothan, where Elisha and his servant were. But then the servant would have missed out on this opportunity to see that there was an angel army, not just a guardian angel or two, looking after him. God still lets us get up close and personal with Aramean armies so that his protection and his care becomes obvious to us. Yeah, cancer doesn't just strike the family of unbelievers. Car accidents don't just maim drunk drivers. Job losses aren't suffered only by atheists. God's people also have to face these challenges. But we never face them alone. God sends his angels to keep evil in check, even if we do have to suffer from it. God lets us suffer bumps and bruises of life because he wants us to have a faith that does way more than crawl. He wants us to have a faith that confidently walks in the light of his promises because we have experienced firsthand that his promises are trustworthy and that his presence is eternal. Yes, God is with us. As Jesus said to his fearful disciples, "Take courage, it is I." That's the same God and the same Savior who comes and who is with us. The same Savior who fights with us against our enemies. Ephesians 6, verse 12 tells us that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Just as there were angels that surrounded Elisha and his servant, just as they were real, so are the demons that surround us, intent on getting us to fall from faith. We should pray that God would help us see them clearly too, and more importantly, see their temptations so that we do not fall into sin. But isn't that a losing battle? Doesn't the devil get us to step on that landmine of sin every day? How many times did we blow up this week when things didn't go our way or when people got in our way? How often did we fail to compliment others, to be happy for others, because we were jealous of the good things that we had, that they had and we did not have? How many times did we actually stop complaining and stop worrying about all of our problems and turn to our loving God in prayer, asking for his help? Yes, the devil would rather have us see him and all those things that cause us guilt and fear and worry and not open our eyes to see the one who is with us. It's good for us to be troubled by our sins and our sinful nature and not dismiss them. Jesus tells us in Matthew 5, verse 4, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." But we should not let our sins drag us into despair and let our hearts be continually, perpetually, and forever troubled by our guilt. Because God promises us in Romans chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? Christ Jesus shed his blood for us even when we were his enemies. We will not suffer eternally because of our sins. Instead, we will live forever with Christ Jesus, our Savior. Live in forgiveness and peace and joy. Live with love and hope. You see, it's not just God's angels that surround us, but so does his grace, his mercy, his compassion, his love, his forgiveness. We see the reality of that as we see our Savior on the cross dying for our sins, as we see our Savior rising victorious from the grave, knowing that all of our guilt and shame is put away, and that the righteousness he has now clothed us. Yes, my friends, let's make Elisha's prayer for his servant our prayer for ourselves. Lord, open my eyes so that I can see, so that I can see that you have sent your angels to watch over me. More importantly, Lord, open my eyes to help me see that you have sent your Son to save me from sin, from death, from despair, and from hell. Lord, open our eyes so that we may see that those who are with us are more than those who are with them. As we sang in Psalm 46, God Almighty is with us. As we heard from Psalm 34, his holy angel encamps around us. And as we know from the rest of Scripture, our loving Savior Jesus lives for us and is with us. Open your eyes to see in him your help and your hope. In his name, amen. Please stand. Now may the peace of God, that peace which passes all understanding, may that peace guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in him until life everlasting. We now join together to confess our Christian faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made,
of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became full human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in the glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in unity with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated. We have two prayer requests this evening. First of all, a prayer request, a prayer of thanksgiving for Dennis and Ruth Kowalki, who will be celebrating their 55th wedding anniversary, or who celebrated their 55th wedding anniversary on July 25th. We also offer a prayer for our brothers and sisters at Downers Grove Lutheran Church down in Lincoln, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Downers Grove. They suffered a fire that destroyed their church school. We keep them in our prayers this evening. And in our prayers, we are guided by the prayer of the church, the response of prayer on page 198. We pray. Loving God and Lord, you created the universe that surrounds us and the globe on which we live. You control all things through your Son who sits at your right hand in glory. Comfort us with the promise of your eternal presence. Give your word power as it works in our hearts and minds. Clear away our confusion and demolish our doubts. Send your Spirit to strengthen both our confidence in your promises and our desire to live according to your will. Take away our love of sin and restore us each day by your grace. The signs of the times warn us that the end of time is near. Protect us from scoffers who sneer at your truth. Spare us and Christians around the world from all forms of hate and persecution. Give us courage to carry the cross with patience and joy. Instill in the hearts of our children a desire to follow you as they prepare for future days. Help them distinguish between what is passing and what is eternal, between instant thrills and lasting joy. Encourage more young people to prepare for service in the public ministry of the gospel. Mold us and move us to be good examples for our youth. Hold in your care, Lord, those who are experiencing physical or emotional pain, and all who are afflicted by disease or facing death. Pour out your compassion on the grieving and comfort the mourners who miss someone they loved. Move us to pray for these brothers and sisters and to help when we can. We join with Dennis and Ruth Kowalki in thanking you for 55 years of blessings on their marriage. Be with them in the future as you have been in the past, and continue to fill their hearts and their homes with your love. Be also with the congregation of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church of Downer Grove, Illinois, as they deal with the aftermaths of the fire that destroyed their place of learning and affected their house of worship. Almighty God, merciful Father, our ever-present help in trouble, once again, we realize that your thoughts are not our thoughts, that your ways are not our ways. In your wisdom, you have permitted a disastrous fire to cause pain and loss.
Do not let the hearts of your people despair, but sustain and comfort them. Whether we pray together or alone, you have promised to hear and to answer us. Give us patience to accept your blessings in whatever way you send them. In your love and wisdom, prepare us for the day when you will take us to be with you forever. Hear us for Jesus' sake. Amen. If you have brought offerings this evening, we ask that you put them in the alms box in the entryway. We continue our worship with the service for our sacrament on page 199. Page 199.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is truly good and right that we should at all times and in all places give you thanks, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who promised that wherever two or three come together in his name, there he is with them to shepherd his flock until he comes again in glory. Therefore, with all the saints and hosts of heaven, we praise your holy name and join their glorious song. Blessed are you, Lord God, eternal King and gracious Father. In love you made us the crown of your creation. In mercy you planned our salvation. In grace you sent your Son to redeem us from sin. We remember and give you thanks that your eternal Son, Jesus Christ, became flesh and made his dwelling among us, that he willingly placed himself under law to redeem those under law, that he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death on a cross, that he has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Bless us as we receive your Son's body and blood in this sacrament. Forgive our sins, increase our faith, strengthen our fellowship, and deepen our longing for the day when Christ will welcome us to his eternal feast. Praise and thanks and honor and glory be to you, O God our Father, and to your Son and to the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Then he took the cup after supper and gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. During the distribution of the sacrament, the cantors will be singing the hymn 724, Be Still My Soul Before the Lord. Please approach at the usher's direction.
Still my soul before the Lord.
The Sunday morning worship hour from St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Baraboo, Wisconsin, comes to you at 10 a.m. each Sunday morning on radio station 99.7 Max FM at Baraboo, or streaming online at max.fm. We invite you to worship with us again next Sunday at this same time. The cable television rebroadcast this service will be shown at noon today on Spectrum Cable Channel 10 and Antenna TV 43. You may also watch the services on St. John's Lutheran Church and Schools Facebook and YouTube pages 9 a.m. every Sunday. St. John's Lutheran School serves children in the 3-year preschool through the 8th grade. This broadcast made possible by your contributions to the Media Ministry Fund. We thank you. Your letters and comments addressed to St. John's Lutheran Church, 624 East Street, Baraboo, Wisconsin, are appreciated. The television producer is Will Underwood. This is David Grant. May God bless you and lead you to a stronger relationship with Jesus Christ, our Savior. We encourage you to live for Him who died for you.